everyone. As Sally has informed me, we do not have a quorum. And the first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. So we'll just have to say we're okay with the agenda because we cannot vote. The other two things are we have to approve the February 28th, 2022 meeting minutes and the April 25th, 2022 meeting minutes. But without a quorum, we cannot do those things either. So we're going to move on down the agenda and come to the amendments to the fiscal year 2023 UPWP. Who will be doing that? Is that why Coda's?
Yes, it is.
That would be why Coda.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Wakoda.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I have some hard time hearing you because my voice is coming directly from the computer. But if you can hear me, I will just do the presentation. The fiscal year 2023 UPWP amendments include two parts. One part is to include
the screen.
What?
You don't have anything on your screen.
Can you see my screen?
No.
You cannot, okay, you cannot even see my screen. Okay, where's the share screen button? Screen share. Okay, now can you see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay. The fiscal 2023 UPWP amendments include two parts. One is the highway portion. We are going to amend three studies into the unfunded section of UPWP. One is the US 17 Ogeechee Road Corridor Study. Another one is President Street Railroad Crossing Feasibility Study. And then the third one is the State Route 21 at CSX Railroad Crossing Feasibility Study. The project sponsors for these three studies, Chatham County, and they will partner with different municipalities. For example, the Ogeechee Road probably will partner with Garden City and City of Savannah. President Street will partner with City of Savannah. And the State Route 21 Railroad Crossing will partner with Garden City. So these would be the feasibility studies. And then we started the discussion in April, and in June, TCC completed the second round of discussion. So we are moving these three studies into the unfunded section of the UPWP. So when we start the call for projects in August, or when the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee start the call for studies, and these studies will be eligible. And if they receive either of those funding sources, they will be moved to the funded section of the UPWP. So this is the first part. The second part is regarding the transit section, transit planning section. CAT wants to include some information about their studies into the Unified Planning Work Program. Even if UPWP is not a CAT budget, it's the MPO's staff work program, but FTA wants to see this studies included in the MPO's UPWP. And these would be conducted with Section 5307 funds. And the studies include a zero emission implementation plan, comprehensive operation analysis and transit development plan, and Chatham Area Transit Master Transit Plan, and then the ARP Route Restoration Study. So these studies will be included in the transit section, transit planning section of the UPWP. So those would be the amendments, one for the highway and one for the transit. Any questions?
Hearing no questions. That ends the presentation. Yes, Wakoda?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hearing no questions, I assume we just have to move on. Am I correct, Sally?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, we're not asking for any endorsement because we don't have a quorum. So these are just presented to you as information item.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So it's presented as information.
All this will be.
All right. Next thing on the agenda would be fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP amendment.
Yeah, I would do the presentation on this one as well. And again, we're not going to ask for endorsement. So just present it to you as informational item because this is the end of the fiscal year. So we are doing the housekeeping items. So any project that can or project phase that cannot get funds authorized by June the 30th must be moved out to a later fiscal year. So several of those projects are highway projects and some of those are transit projects. So the highway projects include the project terrain. Currently the right-of-way is programmed in fiscal year 2022 and we are already at the end of the fiscal year 2022. So we are going to move that right-of-way phase to fiscal year 2024. The reason being that Federal Highway Administration wants City of Savannah to conduct more analysis on the EJ outreach, environmental justice outreach in that area. So that would take about 18 months. So that pushed the right way behind by about 18 months. In terms of fiscal year, that's 2 years. So that's why we're moving that project from 2022 to 2024. The second project is the City of Savannah's Traffic Control Center. Currently we have preliminary engineering, utility and construction phases programmed in fiscal year 2022. City is making progress, but because of some administrative difficulties that GDOT has, they have some problem with authorizing the funds. So this project will be delayed with funding authorization. So we are moving the project from fiscal 2022 to 2023. Hopefully GDOT will figure out how to deal with this kind of funding authorization situation and get that resolved. And the third one is the US 80 at the Bull River. And that's the US 80 bridges replacement, one of the US 80 bridges replacement project. Currently, its right of way is in fiscal year 2022, and the utility and construction is also in 2022. But the latest information we get is the right of way phase is going to be moved to fiscal year 2024 because of some environmental issues. And then utility and construction phases will be moved to 2025, which are out of the TIP. And the fourth project is the US 17 Savannah Harbor Bridge Back River project. Currently, its right of way is in fiscal year 2022, and we were told they're not going to make it. So the right of way phase will have to be moved to 2023. And last highway project is the I-95 at Airways Avenue Puller Parkway interchange. Currently, the scoping phase is programmed in fiscal 2022 with local funds. And so far, Savannah Airport Commission has not done anything to this project phase and not authorized the funds. And the Chatham County will, on behalf of Savannah Airport Commission, apply for the Y230 funds in August. So we hope to move the project phase from fiscal 2022 to 2023. So if it gets awarded the Y230 funds, it will be the amendment will be to just revise the funding code and a funding year. So those are the five highway projects. And for transit projects, there are also several programs under 5307, 5307H, and 5339C programs. The CAD has already submitted the applications to the FTA. And they are in the FTA review and approval process, but we expect these funds are not going to be obligated until after June the 30th. So those programs will have to be moved to fiscal 2023. So maybe in July, they will get the approval. So by that time, the funds will be obligated. But in terms of fiscal year, in July, that will be in fiscal 2023. And CAD also wants to add some 5339 and 5337 programs in fiscal year 2024. And so if you want more details, the report actually has all the details. And also with the specific information on different project pages. Any questions?
Wakoda.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, do you know or does anybody know where the city of Savannah is planning to locate this traffic control center?
It's in the Stiles Avenue. You know, it's pretty close.
Over at the City Works near the arena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that
the new office complex? A lot of the city's departments have moved in. And on the second floor, they already set up this big operating room for the traffic control center. So what they need to do is now just to purchase the equipment and install the equipment. And that's all they need. But the funding
okay,
is the hold up right now.
But now, that is that not where they built that large municipal building at the back of Gwinnett Street?
Yeah, I think
or
that's...
Is this,
what was the name of that? Sarah, do you remember the name of that building? The municipal building?
Yeah, they named it the Floyd Adams Complex.
Yeah. It's in there.
Oh,
okay. It's on the second floor.
Great. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the city actually, they already did the bid. So far they have been spending local money, but
the address says 1100 West Quinnette Street is what the address is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This project.
That's the Floyd Adams complex. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I was just kidding.
Okay, any more questions?
Hearing no questions, I suppose we'll move on to the next agenda item, which would be status reports. Our first one is core MPO freight transportation plan update.
Okay, I just want to let you know that we kicked off the freight transportation plan update back in April. And we had the first ad hoc committee meeting at which the consultant gave a presentation. So the presentation is attached to the ACAT agenda. So this is the presentation that you have. So the consultant is asking for input on the draft vision's goals and objectives. What they are doing now is reviewing the existing plans and ongoing studies, collecting information, and then started to compile, extract some information from like TransSearch and INRIX for origin destination. So get some like draft findings, but currently mostly they are doing reviewing of the existing plans and the data compilation. So just want to let you know. And we also established a website and we're going to post this presentation file to the website as well.
It's actually already up there.
So this just to tell you what this plan, what this free plan update will include. So it will be 8 specific subtasks. So eventually you will get the result. So I think in October, when we have the second ADFAC committee meeting, you will see more information, because at that time a lot of this analysis will be conducted. So you will have the results. But this right now is just a very draft, just tell you what the scope is, what the schedule is. That's it. Any questions?
Well, without any questions yet again, I suppose we'll move on to the next agenda item. We're going to run right through this. The next agenda item is the FMT for optimized planning of core MPO transportation infrastructure system.
Yeah, we can call this like urban model flooding, urban flooding model study. Just want to let you know that MPC executed the contract and then a notice to proceed was issued last week. So the study is just kicking off. The project manager over here at the MPC and then the selected consultant from University of Georgia, UGA, will probably hold a kickoff meeting and we will know more about it. But right now, just we just issued the notice to proceed. That's the status.
Okay. Assuming no one had any questions about that. Next item on the agenda is the call for projects pre-application workshop.
We are going to conduct Y230 and the Y301 call for projects in August in order to make sure that the potential applicants are eligible and their applications or projects applications are eligible. We hosted a call for projects pre-application workshop on June the 2nd, 2022 to outline what's included in the call for projects package and what the potential applicants should notice. And how we give them some tips on how they need to apply and their eligibility requirements. So this is the presentation that I gave. So you can see what's included in this and then also the timeline and then expected revenues that we would have for both funding sources and who would be the eligible sponsor. What are the eligible costs and what are the eligible activities? So these are the information that we presented to the people who attended. So we got about, I think more than 20 people attended this workshop. It was well received and information we got is pretty useful for them. So that now they know that what kind of information that will be required of them. So this is just a let you know that we hosted this and it was well attended. So hopefully we will get some very worthy and eligible applications this time. So instead of previously they sent in applications and we deemed them ineligible because they didn't read this whole thing, they didn't read the package. But this time we tried to avoid that situation by hosting this pre-application workshop so everybody understands.
Okay.
Also want to let you know that actually one of the planners from Augusta MPO contacted me this morning asking me for this information because they got news from GDOT that we did this and then they want to use ours as an example as best practice.
Excellent. Anyone have any questions? Mr. Lewis?
No, I didn't have any questions. I thought that was nice that GDOT had contacted him.
Yeah, I think that was that, and that's a good thing, and I commend you all, Y-Coda, for doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Normally, we're not very appreciated.
All right. If there aren't any questions about this, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the administrative modifications of the fiscal year 2022 UPWP PL task budget adjustment.
Can you see my screen?
I will stop sharing.
Are you able to see my screen now?
Yeah.
Did somebody say yes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is just the fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program, which was adopted by our core board in April of 2021. It's our staff's, NPO staff's work program for the fiscal year 2022, which runs from July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2022. The planning activities in the work program are supported by grants from the Federal Highway Administration and the Federal Transit Administration, with local match from the NPO members and agencies, with a state match for FTA funds from the Georgia Department of Transportation. And we submitted a budget adjustment to GDOT for various work tasks based on evaluations of ongoing staff efforts and expected work. And adjustments were made to move funds between tasks while the total funding remained unchanged. In late May, the Core NPO requested and received concurrence from GDOT on several budget changes to the FHWA PL funds. The budget adjustments were based on an evaluation of our staff efforts from year to date and the expected staff work that was to be conducted for the remainder of the fiscal year, which actually ends this Thursday. Budget adjustment request letter, you know, from GDOT with the concurrence is attached on here, you know, for anybody to review. GDOT requested that the fiscal year 2022 UPWP summary funding table and the funding tables under work tasks be revised to reflect the final budget adjustments so that they can facilitate the final contract closeout. So when you're looking here, this is basically what we did. So our total numbers at the bottom, you'll see that here, did not change. What we did was we took, when we did the third quarter and did for reimbursements, we noticed percentages under our tasks. And the way that FHWA has us charge when we do our time is a lot of our things go under administration. And that last quarter, our third quarter, is when Mark retired, the previous director. And so the majority, probably 90% of his billing charge time went in under administration. So we were at about 97% in only the third quarter. So that's what prompted this adjustment. And in looking at that, when we look at these tasks right in here, 2, 3, and 4, those were such a small percentage there. We just adjusted funding from here to bring it up to here, but never affected our total. So there, again, to comply with what GDOT wanted, we put it, each one of them individually, the tasks in here, what it previously was and what it's revised to. But again, and this is done at an administrative level. There's no need, you know, we don't need any votes or anything like that, but just wanted to show you total funding has not changed. Are there any questions?
Hearing none. If no one has any questions, we'll move on. Next item on the agenda is agency reports. Sally, is this where I can tell you all something that came out of Cody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know what other agency has a report, but I did want to let you all know, because I was not at the April 25th meeting, I will say this. We have a guest speaker at our meetings each time we have a meeting, and we had speakers, Sean Brandon from the City of Savannah, Mobility and Parking, and Valerie Ragland, Community Outreach from CAT. the two of them came in to speak to us about the accessible taxi situation. We did have accessible taxis that were available here in Savannah, and at some point that kind of just went away. So the city and the county both are on board with bringing the accessible taxi back. And what the accessible taxi does, for those who do not know, is it's like an on-demand taxi service. That it's not like you make reservations. It's just like a regular taxi. You just call and say where you want to go, and they come and pick you up. But this type of thing, they stopped doing this. And why I believe it stopped happening is because of the same reason that they have challenges right now. The biggest challenge is insurance coverage for this type of on-demand service. So through CAT and the city, they are possibly looking at bringing it back, but they've had some problems with getting insurance coverage. So I did want to report that to you all. Any other agency reports? Life has nothing to report.
Shannon, if you're talking, we can't hear you. Is Shannon trying to talk? It looks like he's trying to talk.
Is he on mute?
It doesn't say he's muted, but I can't. He's trying to talk.
Yeah, it's not showing him muted.
I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either.
Okay.
I just said,
Sally, what did you do?
Well, we'll have to move on. I sent him a chat message and hopefully he'll see that.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we move on to the next item, which would be other business, and that would be the 2050 MTP update.
Okay, let me just share my screen over here again. Just want to let you know, Sally sent you the draft survey this morning for the 2050 MTP update. We are going to do the survey. The survey will provide input for us in terms of developing or refining goals, objectives, and performance measures, and then prioritize projects, highway, transit, freight, bicycle, pedestrian. And so please give us the feedback on the survey by the end of this week. And then in July, we will tally all of the comments we received and finalize the survey, and then have them have the survey translated into three different languages. And then we will start the survey hopefully in July or no later than August. And that's the first thing that I want to mention. The second thing is we are also going to schedule some public meetings on kick off our 2050 MTP update. So if you have like community, if we can tag along with the community meetings and you have the opportunities, and we can go to your organization to do the presentation. So just let us know and reach out to us if you have that opportunity for us to do that. And then the other part of the MTP update, I already talked about goals, objectives, and performance measures. We have the draft, so we're waiting for the survey results to refine the goals. And then we're also doing the social economic data development. Kate Morano from our advanced department, advanced department, planning department is helping us with developing the socioeconomic data. And that will provide the input to the travel demand model, which guides the whole MTP update process. So we're collecting data from census and also from the school district. So Kate is compiling the data, and she has been reaching out to the schools to get the enrollment. So she will develop the data for 2020 and the 2050. For travel demand model, which will actually dictates the MTP update process, we're doing several things. The first thing is we have to check the networks to make sure the highway functional classification and number of lanes of those links are correct. And Asia is working diligently on this. There are more than 5,000 links to check, and she has finished more than 1,000. And we are also developing the first network, second network, third network models. So that's for the base year model. And then the GDOT, we're adding those links. So those will be included projects that's started construction or completed construction between 2015 to 2020, between 2020 to 2022, and also the projects programmed with right-of-way or projects programmed with preliminary engineering or something like that. So we're still working on that. Just want to let you know. And this is like working behind the scenes. Another thing is we're reviewing and also conducting several studies. I already talked to you about the freight plan that just kicked off, then the urban flooding model and that's kicked off. We are going to probably have a new staff member come aboard in July, and she will be managing the congestion management process, and that will be completed in coordination with the MTP update as well. And then Asia has started the non-motorized transportation plan update, and she will give you more details on that. She will also update the thoroughfare plan. And we also have several studies that have been completed, like State Route 307 corridor study and State Route 21 access management study. And that will those will be fit into the 2050 plan as well. So eventually we will have a big matrix of projects listed and also a matrix to show where that recommendations will come from, which study. Several other studies that will kick off soon. US 80 corridor study managed by City of Pooler. If Chatham County gets the funding award, they will conduct US 17 corridor study, President Street Railroad Crossing study, and State Route 21 at CSX Railroad Crossing study. And the recommendations from those studies will fit into the 2050 MTP as well. And since the MTP is multimodal, so it will include transit improvements, and that most of the transit improvement projects will come from the transit development plan. And the CAD is working on that. I think they're still in the consultant review and evaluation process, but they will probably kick off that study in August. So all of these will be monitored and coordinated, all fit into the 2050 MTP update. So just want to let you know that we have a lot of things going on right now, even if we haven't officially started the kickoff yet. Any questions?
Wakoda.
Yeah.
When you started, you said that there was a survey you needed people to do?
Yes.
How do I get to the survey?
Sally has already
sent it to the email. It went, so get Nikki to pull it up for you from her email.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we're asking for input on the survey questions. We are not going to start the survey until August, but if you give us the input so we can finalize the questions to the survey.
Okay.
Yeah, because for ACAT, we definitely need accessibility portion of it, equity analysis. So if just review the language, and if you don't feel comfortable, just let us know. Just let us know that how we can make improvements. Thank you.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Is that Shannon?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry, I had some technical problems. First off, with life, the only updates that we have is that we are positioning two new positions. I believe one is for a home modification assistant and a nursing home transition assistant. Those are going to be up on our website as well as Indeed, where we're posting the actual hire positions. And what you were talking about, Ms. Pam, also too, we have been doing a thing as part of our work plan as far as finding all kinds of resources for transportation and all the service areas that we service. And when it comes to taxis, one of their other biggest problems is that the majority of the taxi companies don't have accessible vehicles to accommodate people that are in wheelchairs or with walkers and stuff. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, sorry.
You were waiting.
I was waiting for a response. I'm sorry, because it went quiet there for a second. I thought I lost you. But I'm all done.
Yeah, and as for, you know, when we're talking about taxi companies and accessible taxis, actually, like I said, this actually existed. There were vehicles. There was one company that really took this on. He had a number of vehicles. It was more that he could not get and keep them insured.
Okay. Then when I did the actual research, they were just saying they couldn't accommodate people that were wheelchairs, people that were regular amateur, they could, though.
We got past that.
Oh, okay.
We got, with the city and CAT on board, we got past that. I'm thinking it was Adam Cab, Yellow Cab, took it on. It cost the man, and he got the vehicles and the fleet in place, but then the insurance company wouldn't keep them insured. So they're still working. Like they say, the biggest challenge is not the vehicles. The biggest challenge is actually getting the insurance and keeping them insured.
Okay. But that's it for life.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we thank you, and thank you for coming back in.
I'm sorry. I was on. I just had some technical problems there.
Yes. All righty. Well, we'll go on back to where we were on the agenda. And we are now ready to look at what is next.
I think
non-motorized transportation plan and thoroughfare plan update.
Yes, that one's me. Let me just share my screen.
Pardon? Who's that?
Asia.
Is that Asia?
Yes.
You barely hear her.
You can't hear me?
I hear you, Asia, but you sound kind of fun.
Okay, let's see. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now you're clear.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to work on my audio.
Asia, now we can't hear you again.
You can't hear me at all?
I hear you clearly.
You do?
I can hear you too, Asia.
At Asia, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure what was happening with my audio there, but I'll try to get through this as quick as possible so nothing happens again. So, like Waikato said earlier, we are also doing an update for non-motorized transit.
Asia, you need to share your screen again.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Everyone see it?
Yes.
Perfect. So we're also doing an update of our non-motorized transportation plan and thoroughfare plan. And these plans are documents that address important topics for pedestrians, bicyclists, public accessibility needs, and infrastructure improvements needed in the area. And so one of the major goals of this plan is to compile a list of pedestrian, bike, and trail projects that can be incorporated into the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, and then those can be prioritized and programmed for implementation. So I'm just gonna go into a little bit of what we're going to do with this update. So we wanna really explicitly define why non-motorized transportation is important and what it is. We wanna create an overall vision of non-motorized transportation in the area, one that is less car dependent and more open to walking and cycling. We wanna increase public input and describe how public participation is used and how it actually impacts the plan. We also wanna increase discussions of important topics such as safety, equity, and resilience. We feel this is extremely important because pedestrian deaths and injuries have been increasing and there are significant increases just this year and last year alone. And some areas are more disproportionately impacted than others. We also wanted to identify safety problem areas and then update the status of some of the current projects that were in the previous plan update, such as Tie to Town. So we do have a steering committee, and anyone that is interested in joining the steering committee is welcome and can contact me at my email or using my phone number. We really want to have a really diverse group so we could get good input on this plan update. So anyone interested in being on the steering committee, please just let me know.
Yeah, Chairman Pam, we really need ACAT involvement in this because we want to address accessibility as a part of this plan update. And particularly, I mean, if you at the bus stop and you have like ADA ramps and where it's missing and where the gaps are. So we do need volunteers from ACAT.
Okay. Shannon.
Yes.
Is Shannon, are you open to the idea of joining the steering committee? Because you all deal with such a diverse amount of different disabilities.
But what is the steering committee all about? They're like, what are they? Because I don't do much of walking or cycling and stuff. So I don't know if that entails a lot of that stuff. So I don't have a lot of feedback on that or what the
okay.
Like I wouldn't mind, but I don't know how much feedback I can give to something I don't have a lot to deal with. I don't even know where a lot of the people cycle and stuff. I know a lot of people cycle in the parks, but
let me ask you this. I do know that Neil has brought up complaints from different people that have been clients at LIFE. Do you deal with the clients? Because many of them do take the bus or paratransit or walk.
So
that you can talk with the client. Not because you don't do it, but that the clients would tell you what they're doing and if they have some issues or problems.
Oh, and then that's been, then either me or one of my coworkers be on that board and let you guys know what's going on as far as their feedback and stuff. Is that what you're kind of getting at? Or are you looking for one of our clients to get be a part of the actual cycling board?
So it could either be you or someone that you recommend. We just really want to get as much input on this plan as possible. So even if you may not bike or walk, we want to understand maybe what your clients experience when they bike. Right. And then also we could further understand, you know, if you are not biking and walking, what can make you want to bike or walk more? How could we improve infrastructure so that more usable for everyone?
Okay. If you can just send me, I guess, whatever information you may have, and then I can do it and see, maybe I can do it, depending on my availability and stuff. And then if not, then I can see if one of our clients or something can do it. But if I can get more information about it, then I can do it from there.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, excellent. The other thing I would ask, Asia, do you have someone or even like the director of Bike Walk Savannah that's involved?
Yeah, she's actually on the steering committee as well.
Kayla.
Kayla Brown.
Okay. All right. Then
I'm sorry, Pam. Asia, would you like to give me my email address to you now, or can, I don't know if Sally can give it to you, or
I don't know if it works. Sally, do you have his email address?
Yeah, I've got his email. I'll give it to you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just thinking, you know, when we say somebody from ACAT, I think Life would have access as far as clients to a more well-rounded group of people that might be able to express some situations, because I remember Neil bringing up several situations that had happened, but it was through his client.
Mm-hmm. So reach out to Life.
Yeah.
Well, I can do that on Life's behalf if I just know more about the program and stuff, because I know that's what Neil's going to want to probably ask is, you know, what's all entailed and what the cycling board is about and everything, because I don't know if he knows that much about it or not. So it's something we could probably get into. Is just he's going to probably want more information.
Okay. All right, Asia. Well, try doing that and see how that works. Okay.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. Oh, and Asia.
Yes.
I want to thank you for doing the meeting last meeting and doing the county report. I really appreciated that. I'm sorry I had to dump on you, but
that's fine.
As I told Sally, I'm still in the midst of I'm in my house, but I'm in here kind of sideways.
No, it's absolutely fine.
I appreciated that, sweetheart. I wanted to let you know that. All righty. We'll move to the next agenda item, which would be Safe Streets and Roads for All SS4A Grant Opportunity.
Asia's going to talk about that.
Because on the agenda we have before that when our next meeting is, but I'm sure all of you kind of already know that. So I wanted to move on to the Safe Streets and Roads so that we can kind of get through this because we're running out of time now.
Asia, are you still there?
Hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so I think our notice is just for interest only, but if you are interested in a certain topic, I can talk about it in more detail. I don't think I can hear anyone. Wycoda, if you're talking, I can't hear you.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, so should I talk about Safe Streets and Roads for All?
Yeah, is anybody interested in this?
Do Can you just give us a quick brief synopsis of what this is?
Yes, yes, I can. Okay, so the Safe Streets and Roads for All is a grant opportunity from the U.S. Department of Transportation. So it's a federal grant that is awarded to projects that support infrastructure, behavioral, operational initiatives that prevent death and serious injuries on the road. The goal is to improve safety for all roadway users, including pedestrians, bicyclists, public transport users, micro-mobility users, motorists, and commercial vehicle operations. So the goal of this grant is to fund Vision Zero plans. And a Vision Zero plan is essentially a plan with the goal of reducing all roadway deaths to zero. So no roadway deaths at all. So there are two forms of this grant. There's the implementation grant. And if you apply for that jointly with other jurisdictions in the region, the funding range, if you are awarded funds, is from $3 million to $50 million. And the action plan grant is for jurisdictions that don't yet have a Vision Zero plan. So this fund is for creating a Vision Zero plan. And the funding range for this version of the grant is $200,000 to $5 million. So the deadline for this grant is actually September 15th, not August 15th. But we did give this presentation to the core MPO and the TCC to see if any other were interested in this grant. And I know that City of Savannah seemed interested in the grant. So I'm just waiting on word back from them on their status and application process.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that could play into what you were doing with non-motorized transportation plan.
Yeah. It's a definite connection.
Okay. Then we move on to, and I want to just kind of combine all this. Chatham Area Transit, do we have anything from Chatham Area Transit? Is Chatham Area Transit still with us?
Yes, ma'am, I still am. This is Barbara Schick. The only
hey, Barbara.
Ma'am?
I just said, hey, Barbara.
How are you, Ms. Oglesby?
I'm good, sweetheart. What you got for us today?
I will update everybody on the travel training program. We do have it up and running. The only issue with that is we don't really have much of people that's applying for it. I think everybody's a little bit too frightened about the COVID situation, but I am still handing out applications.
Okay. Teresa Brenner and myself were to do that immediately upon you all getting it up and running. You know, she left the city. So I am still interested in doing that. So can you send me an application?
I may still have yours on file if you'd like to update it. I can send you one. Sure, I can.
I never did a travel training application.
Okay, well, I'll send you one.
They didn't even have it in place. So she and I, Teresa and I, were waiting for them to get everything together.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you send an application? Okay, yeah. Send it to me through the mail. I'll fill it out and get it back to you.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Ms. Barbara, is the application any different from the last time?
It's the same application as far as travel training. It's the same application as last time. And have you filled out one before?
No, I was just wondering in case any of our clients at Life want to get involved. I was just double checking. And if you're saying it's up and running, we can let them know in case they're willing to either do it or continue on the process.
Okay, if they're interested and I need to send them an application to fill out so we can get started, at least with the part that I need to get started with, that would be great. If you need me to send you some application, I can do that as well.
Let me check with my coworkers, because I think we still have applications from the lab when you first started doing it. I would just have to check, and then I can let you know.
Okay, sounds great.
Excuse me, can I ask who is the calling? 912-400-7509. Who is that?
That's me. That's me. That's Barbara from Chatham Area Transit.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions for me?
Hearing none, let's move on to Chatham County project status. Is anybody going to speak on anything from the county?
I just want to let you know, the county report, city report, GDOT report, those written reports attached over there and tip tracking file, those are just for information. So if you have any questions on any of those projects, please let us know and we'll try to find the information for you.
Excellent. All right then. So then with that, we can move on to the TIP project tracking June 2022.
Yeah, like I said, that's for information.
All of that. Okay,
yeah,
then.
All of that.
Well, even down to the administrative modification for fiscal year 2023 UPWP?
Yes, those are just for information.
All right. Well, if those are all for information and everybody has access to them, then that would put us at the end of the meeting. And unless we have something else, we can adjourn.
I just want to let you know that our assistant executive director just sent me this email reminding me that all of the MPC meetings will be in person. So our next meeting probably will have to be in person. So we're not going to do virtual meetings anymore. So if we I think we can still do the hybrid, but the hybrid would be for the public if they want to participate virtually. But the members, the voting members, will have to be in person.
So that would put us to go back to the Transit Center for ACAT meetings for the next meeting?
Yeah, I think we probably have to coordinate with CAT to see whether those rooms would be available. Because for the past 2 years, we have been doing the virtual meetings. We didn't think about it, but this time we have to check the availability.
Go ahead on, Sham.
No, I wasn't going to ask that. That was going to be a definite that the next meeting will be in person.
That's what we're discussing.
Oh, okay.
Whose responsibility would it be to get with CAT to find out if the room at the transit center is available for us to start back?
We just have to check with, I think currently we are working with the transit planner, Ashley. We have to like if she can point us.
So I'm saying, Wakoda, would you check with them or is that Sally? Whose responsibility would it be to check with CAT?
I'll take the responsibility,
Sally.
And check, and then I will let everybody on this committee know.
I'll
reach out to Ashley today so that by the end of the week, we'll have an answer to keep everybody updated.
Okay. Now, you know, people, I'm still scared of COVID. So I hadn't been going anywhere. But for 1 hour, I will do that. But I will come in and I'll be wearing a mask. So I can do that. I have some health challenges and I really need to make sure I stay safe. Sally, as soon as you do that, if you find out, would you give me a call and let me know?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And we'll make sure the room is big enough, you know, to keep everybody distance for those of you that need more comfortable with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We also send out this memo from our executive director. So normally like, if you have the COVID, if you have the health problem, you can do virtually, but it's like you have like two excuses in a year to do virtual.
I wouldn't do that. I just have a little protocol I go through, and that's just to make sure I have on a mask and that I don't stay any place pretty much over an hour. So this will be fine. It's just that I need to know.
Okay.
Because what I'm going to have to do then is get transportation, because my daughter still doesn't want me on public transportation yet.
And hopefully we can get everything worked out. The good thing is we only meet every other month, so hopefully that helps.
Right. Right. So let me know, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
All righty. With that, I suppose the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.